Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three of this February 12, 2007 edition, Webster Griffin Tarpley, author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, with big new developments from 9/11 Truth to Target Iran. You don't want to miss it. You know, I said Friday, I did play a lot of clips and spent about 30 minutes on it, that on Monday I would get into the bombs in the buildings and all the new firefighters and police and emergency workers that have gone public. And right now, John up at the network in Minnesota has, I don't know, 15-something clips. I've just got to pick a day this week to play all these, and I've also got a bunch of other clips we found that I didn't even have time to get to him. So I want to do justice to this and show you how it's a whole bunch of people saying this. And I mean, we've already done this, but I want to do it even with more power. And we've just got to take time out to do it. So I'll do it sometime later this week. I am going to play the John Connor clip where he got plugged on The View. That's really weird. And what seems to be happening on that show, we'll do that right before Tarpley joins us. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Jeff in Missouri, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, how's it going out there?
Well, doing a worldwide broadcast, sir.
My comment is about Obama. Did you get my, you take my space messages?
I did. I scan that about once a day, but I don't think I saw your comment. I mean, who cares? He's a total New World Order minion.
Yeah.
Anybody they're pushing, from Hillary to Newt Gingrich to Obama, is a total globalist. And the guy's for gun control, open borders. He's horrible.
Oh, yeah, and I just posed thought maybe that he was a plant by Muslims to get fair law in the U.S.
I don't think so. I mean, he's got some grandparent or something, or great-grandparent that was a Muslim. No, he's a New World Order minion, sir.
And my other comment is, what do you think about the Minutemen?
Which group? There's about 10 different Minutemen groups.
The main ones that are on the border.
I think they're doing a great job. They're just out there with their binoculars calling police by cell phone when they see people committing felonies.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons the government don't like them and they're trying to get them passed as domestic terrorists is that when they do try to get this North American Union passed, there'll be a threat to them.
Oh, absolutely. They're a threat now, exposing that nothing's being done on the border, but the police want to treat citizens like inmates. Thanks for the call. And we're not. The government doesn't own us. You're not God. Skio in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I started to call in with a question to you, but then I heard the anarchist, and for a split second, I thought he sounded pretty good until you set it all straight. And I want to tell you thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, don't believe my opinion on it. Just research it yourself.
I've seen all your videos, and they're all great. They're all number one. The reason why I called you is I had a little question for you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I was born in the United States, and I have an allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the original United States. I am a Texas citizen. It's a very complex issue, but I am not a citizen of the District of Columbia. And they claim all these powers that are not just and are not real, just like the governor of Texas claims you've got to take a live cancer virus when there is no law, but he says it's a law.
Oh, that's right. And people like myself, when I first got into the understanding of what's been going on, I couldn't understand how I became a 14th Amendment citizen.
Which makes you a slave and gives you privileges.
Correct.
They never gave blacks freedom. They just made us all slaves.
That's right. Exactly. And that's why I'm starting the state citizen sovereignty movement. And what I'd like to do is be able to get with a bunch of local-minded people who would like to push their state sovereignty.
The first thing you got to do is set up a website and put out your manifesto, and you will start getting members. I mean, it was just a few months ago that one state was fighting the national ID card, and now 36 of them are pulling out and growing. Keep it up. Let me see your website when you get one.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Got him on the line with us from Maryland, right outside the District of Criminals. Webster Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography of Bush Sr. He is a researcher and scholar, and I believe his book, 9/11, Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, is the preeminent book on the wide-ranging big view of how false flag terror events are carried out, how 9/11 was carried out. His third edition is now here. We have it in stock, available at InfoWars.com. But before we get into the build-up to Iran, the fake intelligence claiming that they're supplying plastic explosives, cores for roadside bombs. Before we break all of that down, I wanted to get into 9/11 with him. But first, here is the view late last week. I think it's Friday or was it Thursday? And you have Rosie O'Donnell, the establishment type, and some of her other guests who all admit, and it's clearly scripted, that they know who John Connor is and the Resistance Manifesto, and I think they're more talking about a composite of not just John Connor, but everybody who goes about, you know, runs out and says 9/11 is an inside job. Of course, they had another pretty big Hollywood star and TV star on a few months ago who went on there right around the same time David Lynch went public on Dutch television, and James Brolin. And we played that clip here where James Brolin just said, listen, everybody needs to go visit, what was the website? WeKnow911.com, which basically exposes it as an inside job, and they all, including Barbara Walters, look at him very knowingly, like, oh my gosh, he just let the cat out of the bag. So basically what Rosie O'Donnell was doing there was just an icon of the left. She was using John Connor as an excuse to say 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job. She pretends to be bullhorning, and even though they kind of giggle and make fun of him, and one woman on there is swooning over him, it's a way of getting it out there. And this is seen on an average day by around 15 to 17 million people. It's one of the most highly viewed TV shows left on broadcast TV, as the other television shows are continually losing their numbers. Of course, the other individual with the number one TV show, period, right now, not just number one comedy, now number one in the last few weeks, is Charlie Sheen. Notice his show went from being the number one comedy, number four overall, to being total number one after he went public on 9/11. He's also very talented. But the point is, more and more people going public, David Lynch, others, and it shows people courage that they're doing this. And Webster Tarpley has said early on, and I didn't like to toot my own horn, but in retrospect, C-SPAN has admitted on their own website that it was the most viewed and the most requested, their most viewed and most requested stays up as a top link. Normally stuff, even a speech by Ahmed Dinajad or Bush, is only up there a day or two. It was up there for 2 months on their main page as the most viewed. They showed it a record 4 times, which allowed the small audience C-SPAN to build to a record viewing by the second, third, and fourth showings. They taped about an hour and 48 minutes of a roundtable discussion that Mr. Tarpley took part in, and Webster thinks it caused a chain reaction, and I agree with him. But first, let's play a clip from The View late last week where they talk about Genesis Communications' own John Connor, who does a radio show Sunday nights here on Genesis, and will be moving to weekdays very, very soon with Webster Tarpley. They're going to share kind of a variety show Monday through Friday with Daniel Abramson and others. But here it is.
YouTube is like the final frontier of my addiction, you know. So at 4:30 in the morning, you can find me on YouTube. So the political one, there's a couple of political ones, but the latest one I found, oh my God, I am like so crazy about this guy. It's called theresistancemanifesto.com.
Yes, and the guy John Connor.
John Connor.
I'm going to write it down.
Okay, yeah. It's so amazing. Yeah. He's so, and the thing that's so great about him, okay, because now people will look at him and say he's a nutcase,
yeah.
Okay?
Well, maybe,
but
yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He's a nonconformist.
He's a nonconformist. He goes around the country with a bullhorn, like to UCLA or wherever he wants, and he says, 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And within 5 or 10 minutes, the police show up, and his friends videotape him getting arrested by the police, and boy, does it annoy people, I can tell you that much.
That would probably annoy just a handful of people in the United States.
Well, you gotta look and then make your own decision.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to check it out for sure.
So she says, you go look and then make your own decision. On a show with conservatively, sometimes it's 20 million, but normally it's about 15, 16 mil a morning, millions watching at one time, repeatedly now, more and more guests are going, hey, go to this 9/11 Truth site. Hey, so they can't come out themselves, but they're plugging others that are doing this. And I got two or three stupid emails going, what are you doing promoting John Connor? Don't you see he's going to take over? He's going to be the big guy and not you. I certainly hope so. I've got some fishing trips I want to go on. And folks, you understand, I'm trying to survive here. I'm trying to save the country and the world. And that's what hurts people in the 9/11 Truth Movement. That's why so many of them are not effective. They don't understand rising tides raise all ships. Yeah, when I try to bring more shows over to this network, or when I, tell Ted Anderson, hey, you ought to get John Connor or other people who will, my show streams 24 hours a day over Infowars.com, why would I want more competition to myself? It isn't competition to Alex Jones. It isn't about my ego. It isn't about, every day I put clips of other people fighting the globalist on my websites. I'm not Rush Limbaugh or somebody, folks. I want to win. And I work with people who I've watched for years. I've been watching Connor, I guess, for about 2 years. I've been watching Tarpley for about 10. I've been watching a lot of these other people. And if somebody has the same goals to defeat tyranny, wants to promote other people, wants to get synergy going, wants to combine our forces, then I get behind them. And I am just so glad that John, every week now, is making national headlines. He's got a degree. in it, in public relations and in media, so no wonder he's successful. And that's the type of people we need on the team. Webster Tarpley, thank you for coming on and holding for the last 5 minutes while I went over that. Please give us your take on the 9/11 symposium, what it's led to, and now The View and other shows trying to basically slip in 9/11 truth. What does it mean that's happening inside the establishment?
I would say, first of all, we should all congratulate ourselves and above all you that it was those C-SPAN broadcasts, the four broadcasts at the end of July and the beginning of August that essentially set the stage for the defeat of the War Party and the pro-Bush candidates in the November election. The Democratic Party did everything they could to lose that election, and since they won it, they've done everything they could to throw it away. So I think that is simply a historical fact. Bush had played the terror card successfully in 02, 04. He and Rove thought they could play it again in 06, but this time the emperor had no clothes, because simply the demagogy of terror, this nightmare vision that he's been trying to sell and had sold successfully in the past, this simply didn't work anymore. And I think that Rove and company were sincerely surprised that the usual 9/11 scare routine did not work. Now, as you point out, the Hollywood community, celebrities, television people are a very important means of breaking through in mass consciousness. We have about 80% of the U.S. population that don't believe in the official story, but on the other hand, the institutions, be they academia, the media, the networks, and the political parties above all, they are all still wedded to this lunatic myth of 9/11, right? The story with Atta and Al-Qaeda. And most importantly, this is now being used to prepare a regional war in the Middle East, a much wider war with a nuclear attack on Iran, which would break the nuclear taboo that we've had since Hiroshima and Nagasaki worldwide. And then on top of that, it's going to go towards a third world war, and that would be the Putin speech. Let me just try to situate us right now where we are. I'm looking at Zbigniew Brzezinski's testimony to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 1st, where he warns that we are now on a downhill track for a head-on conflict with Iran and much of the world of Islam at large. It would be a war embracing Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, in his view.
And we've got the carriers there. We've got them claiming that Iran's supplying weapons, clearly getting ready for the kickoff.
We've got the entire media buildup. Now, he goes through what he calls a plausible scenario. Now, this is Zbigniew Brzezinski. This is a criminal in his own right. He's just a criminal of a slightly different branch.
And he wrote Between Two Ages. He's a founder of the Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor Jimmy Carter, and he's now saying they may stage terror. What does that mean? Is that a major
split? Let me just go through it just so people get the exact quote so they can see exactly what he says, because I think this is absolutely critical also for people to be able to intervene with. The plausible scenario is, first of all, Iraq will fail to meet the benchmark. So Iraq failure is there every day. That's number one. The second is accusations from Bush of Iranian responsibility for the failure. We had that now yesterday morning in Baghdad. A bunch of nonsense was brought forward by people who would not even identify themselves, right? Some RPGs found in a hollow tree or something like this, which they said prove that Iran is actively intervening. The story is completely filled with contradictions and nonsense, but let's just disregard that for the moment. The third one, and this is the one we're at now, culminating in a provocation in Iraq or a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran. Now, that's the one to focus on. He says the scenario involves, and then he goes through these things, a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran. That is the point we have now reached, and then it culminates in a defensive U.S. military action against Iran that starts this war with Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan.
Why is a heavy hitter insider like him going public and openly warning a false flag?
I think Brzezinski is always associated with the hatred of Russia. His ruling passion is the hatred of Russia, and he, along with Richard Holbrooke and others on the Democratic side, rather than the neocons, they have a kind of factional division against the neocons.
And they see the Iran strike strengthening Russia and China in their agreements.
They see that it's going to weaken the U.S., that the U.S. will be defeated in this, right?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, this happened last week. It's gotten little notice. Brzezinski talking about false flags.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
There is no way in words and vocabulary in my semantical lexicon that I have to describe to you the perilous times we're in. We're on the razor's edge right now. The globalist, the neocon, Anglo-American faction is openly wanting to go from one Ponzi scheme, Iraq, and escalate it into the mother of scams, a huge military combined bombardment of the entire infrastructure, and that's now official from the State Department, attack on Iran that will cause all sorts of economic problems, military problems. I want Webster to walk through some of the things that may cause, but let's get back to this. We've got all these carrier task force groups and other attack groups ready. We've got them claiming that they're supplying the weapons. The same New York Times spook that put this out last time with the yellow cake, aluminum tubes, and all the rest of it is out there lying again. People don't have a memory. They want to kick it off. Now they're saying an early spring, and that's the go date. Webster, then we've got one of the factions here knowing this is going to energize Russia and China, which is what the globalists actually want. Break this down for us.
Well, I think we have to look. We have to take a look at Brzezinski's testimony to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 1st and just take a step back. He says there's going to be a terrorist act in the United States, and it's going to be blamed on Iran. Now, the whole purpose of the 9/11 truth movement, we have to understand what happened on September 11, 2001, because this is a technique that is always in danger of being repeated. And we now have the possible repetition being essentially pointed to by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the former chairman of the National Security Council under Carter, and somebody who, for example, started the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Brzezinski is somebody who's obsessed with Moscow. He thinks world conquest is a matter of confrontation with Moscow. He doesn't like the neocons. He's, of course, a Catholic, petty Polish nobleman. He doesn't like the neocons. He has contempt for their obsession with Israel and Israel's security needs. He has a lot of contempt for Miss Rice at the State Department because she, of course, is an incompetent, and he can see that well enough. But the important thing for us is a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran, says Brzezinski. Now, this, I think, is the critical thing.
And he says blamed. I mean, he's saying it's going to be staged.
Now, he has been asked. Journalists have tried to pin him down a little bit more on this, and he slithered away because he's not into going to go any much further than this. But the idea now is 9/11 truth squads are in action on the campaign trail. Mrs. Clinton, Obama, Edwards, McCain, Giuliani, Romney. The big question is not will you repudiate the Iraq war. That's, of course, important. The question is will you repudiate the Iran war? And above all, now that Brzezinski has said that a new 9/11 is in preparation with the design of blaming it on Iran, will you repudiate that project? Will you say that you will not believe the story told by the administration, that you will not call for an attack on Iran? It's clear that Mrs. Clinton is a cheerleader for the attack on Iran. She talks out of all five sides of her mouth, but she is a warmonger attempting to convince us that she's something else. The big question is, what is the attitude of these candidates towards Brzezinski's warning that a new 9/11 is in the works? And, of course, it's coming from the U.S. military security bureaucracy in exactly the same way that the original one did. And I think that's the thing to go on the campaign trail. If you're in New Hampshire, if you're in Iowa, if you're in Nevada, if you're in South Carolina, if you're anywhere near any of those places.
And let's be clear, we have a chance to stop World War III, the kickoff of something that no doubt will be bigger than World War II, than World War I, something that will kill millions. Millions already dead in Iraq over the last 16 years of the siege and the sanctions and the five different major bombardments, the two invasions. Webster, do you have any ideas or advice to people about when these attacks are going to come and how we can preemptively stop it?
Well, I think the timing is something like February, March, and perhaps at the limit, April. And given the well-known preferences of the U.S., the British, and the Israelis, get out your old farmer's almanac. I've got mine right here. The new moon is now on the 17th of February. That's one of them. And then we've got, and that's just a couple of days away now, and then we've got the next new moon is on the 18th of March.
Now be clear what that means.
It means that if you're going to attack using stealth bombers and cruise missiles and things like this, you want to do it on a night when there's no moon, when nothing can be seen. Now this is not an ironclad rule, but one good rule of thumb might be beware the Ides of March. Beware the 15th of March, because that's the immediate day or two before that new moon in March, when it looks like all the assets will be assembled on the scene.
They're lining up for war. We'll be right back. Talk about the aftermath if it does happen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll be taking some calls for Webster Tarpley coming up in about 10 minutes. Fred, George, and others are holding just for him. We'll get to you. Others on other subjects, we'll take your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. The first 30 minutes of the roughly two-hour film is just admissions by this government of terror attacks they've staged to blame on foreign governments or bring down governments. It's declassified. Very effective. Then we go into 7/7, then we go into 9/11, then we go into Iraq and the upcoming attack on Iran. It's all in my new film, Terror Storm, available on DVD with 68 minutes of extras from the historical 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in June in Los Angeles of last year. The highlights of that, Webster Tarpley, Dr. Bob Bowman, Dr. Stephen Jones, myself, Charlie Sheen, and many others. So Terror Storm, get it today. We have deals on it as low as $9.95 a piece for Terror Storm. That's over 3 hours of footage, a film, and 68 minutes of extras for as low as $9.95. The same thing with America, Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com. Or call toll free and ask about the discounts and specials and combos. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my weekly TV reports, special reports, thousands of pieces of media, third-year anniversary coming up at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I do want to thank all the members out there that are members who are busy, by the way, right now, even upgrading it and beefing it up even more. Going back to Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. Webster, I mean, this is surreal. We're sitting here. We've been put into a war based on frauds and lies, designed to fall apart, designed to widen into a larger conflict. They're openly talking about attacking Iran. Special Forces troops have been in Iran for 2.5 years, staging events and preparing targets. They've got the huge military buildup basically complete. They're openly saying they've got to be hit. They've pulled out the stops with the propaganda bureau saying prepare for the attack. And then you've got 78% of Americans in major polls against it. The troops are falling apart. The surge is a joke. And it looks like they're just going to do it. What do you see happening in the aftermath if we can't stop it and they do it? And then I add the caveat, having people like Brzezinski and others come out against it, clearly insiders, does that signify the split in the New World Order is big enough to where they may not allow them to go forward?
I think there is a split in the U.S. ruling class between a moderate imperialist group around Baker and the Democratic Party, including Brzezinski, Holbrooke, and some others, and an extreme imperialist group. These are the neocon fascist madmen, the all-out warmongers, the ones who see the U.S., Britain, and Israel as at endless war with the entire rest of the planet. In the short term, the Iranian retaliation is obviously block the Gulf, block the Straits of Hormuz. That means no supplies reach the U.S. forces in Iraq. They are threatened with being wiped out. No oil gets to the world market. -30% to -40% of the world oil supply, world economic depression, medium-range missiles rain down on Saudi Arabia, U.S. bases, Israel, you name it. But then there's something even worse. That's just for starters. And this gets us to Putin. If you're going to bomb Iran, you're going to kill Russians in the Bushehr reactor, you're going to kill Chinese in the oil industry because of their interest there, you're going to be on the slide to World War III. And here's where Putin comes in.
Now, and Putin gave a speech saying that.
Putin's speech at the Wehrkunde Gesellschaft in Munich. It's the yearly gathering of all the strategic experts. This was where, for example, Rumsfeld shot his mouth off about old Europe some years ago. They all go to it. Gates was there. We had Lieberman there, McCain there, Larry Johnny of Iran, the whole European crew, the Japanese. So this is now Putin, and I think this is a public service by Putin. He is essentially delivering a war warning. He is essentially saying to the U.S. and the British and the Israelis, stop, pull back, or you will be on the slide to World War III. Now, how he says it? He says, we are witnessing an almost uncontained hyper-use of force in all of international relations. One state, the United States, has overstepped its national borders in every way. This is nourishing an arms race with the desire of countries to get nuclear weapons. He essentially says that the world is now more dangerous, that world peace is more threatened than it ever was at the height of the Cold War. He says, among other things, that Star Wars anti-missile technology is here. It's being used everywhere. And, of course, this seems to be the key to the Chinese shooting down of a satellite one day after Bush's escalation speech back on the 11th of January. Putin is very concerned about the fact that NATO is trying to spread itself into Ukraine and similar places. This violates assurances that were given back at the end of the Cold War. He's concerned about subversion through NGOs, through the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And then he talks about the essentially the neocon worldview. He says their view is the unipolar world, one single center of power, one single center of force, one single center of decision-making, a world of one master, one sovereign. But then he hurries to point out, saying, this does not benefit the master and the sovereign, as we well know here. We're inside the master and the sovereign. And he says this destroys the master from the inside, so it's no good for anybody. The U.S. actions are unilateral, illegitimate. They have not been able to solve any crises. They bring us to the abyss of one conflict after another. More instability, more danger, more people getting killed. And then he says, well, if you force us, you know, we can take countermeasures, which will be asymmetrical and will be highly effective. He also holds out an olive branch. He says, essentially, you know, I can get along with Bush Russia and the United States will never be enemies. I agree with that, says Putin. So, and if you listen to what his spokesman says, it's essentially, he says, it's an invitation to the leaders of the Western military establishments, above all the United States, to stop and think.
That's what their foreign minister said. Now let's expand on this. You've got Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who hates the Russians, saying don't go to war. And then the guy who created the Mujahideen to first attack the Russians, and he's now written a book about it last year to sucker them into invading. Now he's saying don't do it. And on the other side, Putin is saying don't do it. We've got a lot of the European banking side saying don't do it. Clearly the old line thinks this is a crisis so big they can't control it.
Yes, and I think that's where we come in, of course. Again, I've suggested 9/11 truth squads have to intervene in all the early primary action wherever these candidates show their faces. And the question is, what do you say to Zbigniew Brzezinski's warning that there's going to be a new fake 9/11, and that's going to be the basis for a nuclear sneak attack on Iran, and that's going to be essentially the end of the world as we've known it? The other thing I would suggest is people have got to start get into the streets. We had a peace demonstration here on January 27th. United for Peace and Justice banned all 9/11 truth speakers from being there. They persecuted 9/11 truth people at their cadre school on the following Sunday. We've essentially got a bunch of foundation-funded misleaders, people like, the various leaders of these groups.
Noam Chomsky and all of them.
Yeah, but also the ones who actually get into the nitty-gritty of setting up these demonstrations.
I want to talk about Noam for a minute. I spoke to about 900 people at UT, turned away 100. The hall only held 900. A few weeks ago, and at the end of it, a guy walked up and said, how dare you say that Noam Chomsky's controlled? How dare you say he's not wonderful? And I explained he was MIT Defense Department funded. I explained that he only tells people half the story. I explained that he said in the clip, who cares if 9/11 was the government? It doesn't matter. By the way, we have that clip. We played it about five times. And the guy just said, no, you're a liar. Can you speak to the people that think that Noam Chomsky is the end-all, be-all and tell people what he really is?
I think Noam Chomsky embodies the absolute impotence and absolute lack of effectiveness of a fake, kept left-wing opposition that has been able to accomplish nothing in 30 years. It's essentially a figure of disorientation, demoralization.
And now they're upset that conservatives, liberals, libertarians are coming together under 9/11 truth. As we said, it is the make it or break it issue. It is the foundation of globalist hegemon, and we're actually having an effect, and they have speeches at UT every week, and they have speeches around the country, and guess who they attack? 9/11 truth. They say we're bad and we're a threat, and they basically say there's no ruling class. I mean, how ridiculous.
The tragedy of liberalism is precisely that liberalism means that you think that financiers and bankers should run the world. And they've never been able to break with this, and it extends to Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, The Nation magazine, and a whole stable of left liberal, radical liberal pseudo-intellectuals who have all struck out, and they have nothing useful to say
right now.
Well,
all they ever call for is a centralization of power, and those centralized levers are then used.
They are in the dustbin of history right now. What has to happen, though, is that people, the left liberal mentality is extremely suggestible. In other words, the fact that these are so-called respected and well-established people seems to mean something to the left liberal mind. I urge people, turn away from these people. They are not calling for mobilization right now in any sense. What you've got to do is get out and mobilize. For example, some of us here want to start going to Lafayette Park at the White House every Saturday. I hope we'll be there Saturday at noon, this coming Saturday at noon, at Lafayette Park, right across from the White House, and we're going to be there every Saturday during the war emergency, as long as we're on the brink of the attack on Iran, and as long as we're on the brink of a new 9/11. We've got to get out there and essentially bring that message home to people.
Now, let's be clear. Brzezinski, on record, in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee, February 1st, comes out and says, there may be a staged attack in this country blamed on Iran as the kickoff. Folks, it is happening, and it shows people inside the system are scared if they're letting their mouthpieces like Rosie and others every week now shoot their mouth off about 9/11 being an inside job. This shows major fissures in the unification of the power structure that we need to use 110%. We need to put our crowbars in there and break it open.
And it also shows that if you don't address 9/11 truth, you cannot effectively oppose the war policy.
Why do you think Brzezinski, have you heard the clip at a university a few months ago where he says, oh, so what if it's an inside job? It doesn't matter.
Well, of course, he's a cynical figure of the ruling class.
But I think he slipped up there.
Could very well be. He's somebody with, let's say, he's got deep mental problems of his own. But in this case, he has performed a public service, once again, in the sense that he has warned that there's a new 9/11 coming, and it's going to be used as the pretext for the attack on Iran. And that is the thing. There is the big chink in the armor, I think, of the ruling class argument right now, because they're preparing a new 9/11. And here it's been, we're told in advance, but the idea now is to raise hell around this issue. In other words, to put this on the front page and the top story of every broadcast, and no candidate for president should be able to show his or her face without answering that question. What are you going to do to stop?
And we're seeing that more and more town halls, more and more speeches from congressmen and women up to presidential candidates. People are confronting them. When Ashcroft goes to events back when he was attorney general, 9/11, inside jobs being brought up, people should be going anywhere and everywhere. And picture this New World Order as a big dragon stomping forward against free societies. It's missing a lot of its armored scales on its chest and belly. And instead of waiting for some leader like Webster Tarpley or Alex Jones to fire black arrows into its chest, we all need to just start firing arrows and quit talking about the size of the thing and quit talking about how tough it is and just start firing.
And I would also urge people, after you've heard this broadcast, once this broadcast is off the air, tune your dial around to one of those odious pro-administration radio shows, you know the ones, and call in and bust up the sanctum sanctorum of some of these lunatics who obviously live in a complete dream world and confront them with the fact not only is the attack on Iran in the final stages of preparation, but it's going to be launched under the cover of a new fake 9/11 or a new fake Gulf
of Tonkin. Okay, I want to take a few calls here from Fred and George, at least, because they want to talk to you specifically. We've only got about 10 minutes left in transmission time. But I want to be clear on this. They could launch the attack tomorrow, a month from now, 2 months from now. They openly are saying they plan to do it. Out of one side of their mouth, out of the other, they're saying there's no plans to attack shades of Iraq. The propaganda is all identical. You just replace the last letter of Iraq with the K with an N for Iran. If they do strike, what is your advice, Webster Tarpley, that we do at that point if they go ahead and say bollocks and go all the way?
I would have a mobilization plan of our own. What we've done here, the D.C. 9/11 Truth Group has a plan. If the war starts, we all go to Lafayette Park and we mount a demonstration without anybody telling us what to do, a little bit like these war plans in 1914, right? The Schlieffen Plan. If war breaks out, everybody knows exactly what to do.
And people say that doesn't do anything. No, it does, but the key is fax, call, and email the media before you go out, before you hit the streets,
right,
to force them to cover the fact and show that instantly people aren't buying into it.
Have the biggest spontaneous demonstration you can have. I believe very much in
people
this notion
shouldn't go
of
to work.
Week.
People shouldn't go to work either that week.
Well, the goal is to have a general strike. Ultimately, the only adequate response to such a monstrosity as a new 9/11 and an attack on Iran is to have a general strike. And therefore, set up something where you start going, you know, every week. It could be Saturday, it could be Sunday.
Well, we do that here in Austin. Every week people go down for 9/11 Truth, every Saturday at the Texas Capitol. It gets a lot of attention, but and every other fake anti-war march, 9/11 Truth ends up leading it, getting more news attention. The key here is to realize, folks, that the establishment is now getting scared. When 84% believe they're being lied to on 9/11, that's the new numbers, it's exponentially growing. This is amazing, Webster. I mean, we really are, because of the people taking action, changing the world. If we redouble our efforts at the organic level, it can't be stopped.
I would also say the Putin speech is conclusive proof to anybody. If people are in the military, if people are in government, it essentially says this is not simply a Middle East regional war, bad as that is, but Putin has now put you on notice that you're in effect courting thermonuclear World War III. In other words, the day after, the H-bomb's on your head as a result of all this. It's not something over there anymore. It's something that's coming closer and closer.
But the neocons have to know that's what they're doing. In fact, in the PNAC strategy, it is meant to widen. It is meant to go global. I mean, this is literally Hitler turning east. This is Hitler attacking everybody at once. It's just a lust for blood.
And it's similar to the mentality of Hitler around the time of Stalingrad, the retreat into the dream world, the increasing denial of reality, the hysteria, the intuitionism, the hallucinations, the megalomania.
Well, even until about a week before he killed himself in the bunker, when they were coming into Berlin and salvos were bursting over the chancellery bunker, he still thought, you know, something magic was going to happen.
He thought that there were divisions that were going to mount a counterattack, and this is similar to the mentality
led by Himmler.
Over here at the American Enterprise Institute, Frederick Kagan thinks the same thing. He says, well, there must be divisions to send into Iraq. There must be.
There must be. Well, they plan to set off a nuke or bird flu, and then there will be. There'll be a national draft. Total hell will be released, and looks like they're just going to go ahead and put us into it. We have to fight it as hard as we can and say we did the right thing. We may be able to stop it with God's grace. Final segment, we'll talk to Fred and George on the other side and wrap up with Webster. Griffin Tarpley.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I knew too much. Welcome back. Webster Tarpley, we were talking during the break, and I agree with you. This is the biggest crisis, I think a much bigger, since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And then the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to stage terror attacks I saw a big Mail on Sunday story this weekend about 9/11, and it was basically saying it was an inside job for five pages laying out evidence, but they wrongly said that Kennedy had a plan to stage the Northwoods. No, Kennedy said no, and they blew his head off. That was the only part of the story I didn't like, and so they were planning something then. They're not playing games, are they, Webster?
No, it's the worst intelligence picture that I have ever seen in my life, and that includes, well, I guess it's since the Cuban Missile Crisis of October of 1962, and it is an absolute horror. And again, it's not just a Middle East regional war, nightmarish as that is. You're talking the Third World War, Russia, China, and others.
Have you seen how the Democrats have just gone to sleep now? That is, the constituency is like out for lunch.
Well, the Democratic Party is in many ways a shock absorber for this kind of stuff, and they're doing their job to somehow dissipate a very clear mass response in the election, which was end these wars, not just Iraq, but Afghanistan and Iran, and throw out the global war on terror, and throw out Bush's nightmare vision of 9/11 and bin Laden and all the rest of this stuff. That was the full message of the election.
Let's take two calls. Fred in Philly and then George. Go ahead, Fred.
A stage attack first, and then I see a scenario where communication is said to be down or damaged, and that will lead to a North American information blockade. Allow no enemy information or news, so that Americans won't find out about details of the attack.
I agree. They just had an attack on the backbone of the web last week, crippling it, definitely set up by the globalists. They're saying get ready for the web to go down. They could easily attack Iran, then stage an attack here and claim Iran did it. Webster?
I think that's a good reason to have a shortwave radio if you don't have one. I noticed that the carrier groups, I'm looking at the Junge Welt article of a couple of days ago. We've got the Eisenhower is there, the Stennis is there, the Ronald Reagan left San Diego on February 3rd, the Bataan passed through the Suez Canal on February 1st, and the Boxer has arrived in Dubai as of the end of January. The interesting one about the Boxer is that the captain apparently quit on the way. He didn't want any part of it.
Unbelievable. George, where are you calling us from?
Anna.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there are two things I want to say. First of all, Mr. Tarpley, have you heard anything about the reports that the U.S. Geological Survey collected samples of dust from 9/11 and found that there was thorium, barium, the stuff that only...
I actually have the report. They did find it, but that can come from other sources. It's inconclusive.
Second thing is, I wanted to mention, have you heard of Elizabeth de la Vega?
No, I haven't, but here's what I have for you.
Yeah.
If you're in Atlanta, what you've got to do is go to South Carolina and intervene in that primary.
Indiana, brother. I'm in Indiana.
I'm sorry. Well, then you've got to go to Iowa.
Hey, Alex?
Yes.
Elizabeth de la Vega is a 20-year experience as a federal prosecutor. If you go to...
No, we know who she is. We've got her coming on the show.
Check that indictment she wrote.
Thank you. We're going to be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central on the satellites. Streaming continually on the web at InfoWars.com. Don't forget our free podcast you can subscribe to at InfoWars.com. It just says subscribe to podcasts, all 3 hours free every day, send to your iPod or MP3 player, and get my film Terror Storm. Webster Tarpley, thanks for coming on.
Alex, it's the time for everybody. Get active or get radioactive.
Yes. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.